The number of people that live here is very few. There's like probably the households that harvest here for moose, caribou, sheep is probably about 6 or 7 households. There's only 7 year-round households here. My mom doesn't hunt. We give her meat. Mm-hmm. And so there's, in this whole area here, there's only 6 or 7, maybe 8 households that normally harvest here. And so there's still continuance of sport hunting from the road. But I sit on the Kaikuk River Advisory Committee to the State Game Board and Board of Fish. I sit on the Western Interior Regional Advisory Council to the Federal Subsistence Board, and I sit on the Subsistence Resource Commission for the Gates of the Arctic National Park. All of those bodies deal with game management, and the factor in game management is that Arctic populations are low density and they fluctuate, and so you're constantly adjusting seasons to stay in step with sustainability of the resource. And so the sport management always revolves towards maximum sustained yields. That's for a subsistence user. You never want to spend yourself right to the edge, because if a population declines beyond that, you don't have a food resource. Mm-hmm. And so local people to the resource are very concerned about over harvest close to where they live. Urban sport users are nomadic. They can go anywhere. They go, if they shoot the country out in one place, they go somewhere else. They don't care. They'll hunt 300 miles away from they can go wherever they feel like it.
That's kind of what makes it different here, is you're not wanting to have that happen.
They don't want that to happen. Mm-hmm. And so I've worked on lots of various proposals for this Dalton Highway Corridor management area to keep these harvests, sport harvests, and all the harvests within sustained yield. And to maintain, there's certain biological principles. And when I see biological principles being violated, I make proposals to the Board of Game, who controls sport hunting. And back in 2002, I had 13 game proposals before the board. I spent my own money to spend quite a few days in Fairbanks. Those game board meetings are 10 days long. Mm-hmm. I spent many hundreds of dollars to go there and lobby for those proposals to make sure that they got through, and to protect. There were proposals I had for protection of grizzly bears, there was protection of moose, to bring it within sustainability. It was harvesting beyond sustainability. I was trying to bring it back to sustainability.